have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets gave
wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 6th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013. We have only 25 more days to go towards the end of the zoo. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this earth, across the entire 24 time zones in the world, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you, especially to those dedicated Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those that inhabit the sphere of humanity where the sun rises from. We welcome you to this very special program that we're presenting today, on a day that we are reporting to the whole world. The news broke very late last night that Nelson Mandela has departed, that Nelson Mandela is dead. We mourn and we remember him. But before we proceed with our program this evening, we must remind each and every one of you, if you have friends who are on WhatsApp, if you have friends who are on BlackBerry Messenger, if you have friends who are on Yahoo, on Gmail, all your friends on Facebook, including those on Twitter, you must at least tell 10 people this evening that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Not only will you tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra, you will make an effort to tell them where to receive Radio Biafra as well. And that place is www.radiobiafra.co. Alternatively, they can also go to www.peopleofbiafra, all one word, peopleofbiafra.org, which is .org, or they can go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org as well. When everything else fails, please, you can also download our mobile phone app. Radio Biafra has a bespoke app that no other broadcaster coming out of the Zoological Republic has. That is why we are exceptionally formidable on this radio station, and that is where we're going to get Biafra. We must once again remind everybody who is listening, all Biafrans and friends of Biafra who are in every continent on this earth, all of you who are in every country, in every major city, in every major town, in every village, in every community, in every hamster, in every kindred, in every family. As long as you have internet connectivity, you must and should receive Radio Biafra. It is therefore your responsibility, your duty to go and tell people that they can receive Radio Biafra on their mainframe computer. They can receive it on their laptop. They can receive it on their tablets. They can receive it on their smartphones. In fact, any internet-enabled device should be able to play Radio Biafra, live for that matter. You must tell your friends, we are winning the battle, we are winning the war. When we speak on this radio station, Nigeria and indeed the whole world reacts in a few days' time. That is why we must continue to do the work that we are doing. That is why it remains the duty, the responsibility of each and every Biafran, every genuine Biafran, to support what we are doing in any way you can, because the zoo is coming to an end and we must hasten its disintegration. That is why we are here. As long as we remain whiter than white, as long as we are whiter than snow itself in terms of our conduct, in terms of how we present our case to the entire world, in terms of how we run the integrity, in terms of how we intend to shape the new Biafra, there is nothing that Chukwu Abiama cannot do for us. We worship God here. His name is Chukwu Abiama. We started worshiping God before Europe was even formed. We are, if we are not the oldest people, we are one of the oldest people on this earth. There is nothing anybody is going to teach us about the word of God. After all, we are circumcised. People who are uncircumcised have nothing to teach us about God. We are making it very clear to everybody to hear. Here we call upon Chukwu Abiama and he listens to us and he answers our prayers. And that is why we cannot retreat. That is why this radio station cannot surrender until Biafra comes. What we say to the Zoological Republic, to President Goodluck Jonathan, and every looter, every criminal, every imbecilic politician in the zoo, is that if you do not give us Biafra by peace, there will be no Nigeria, because it will be torn to pieces. We reaffirm this every day. When the time comes, we'll go and say to them, go back to Radio Biafra archive, go to our broadcast. We made it very clear, night after night, day after day, that the only thing that can save people in the zoo is that we have Biafra. We are not begging anybody. When Frederick Lugard came, he did not get any visa. He had no permission. Nobody gave him the consent to come in, not only to conquer, pillage, loot, kill, and rape our people, but to also put us in the same contraption with Hausa Fulani people and the duplicitous and criminal Yoruba race as well. We owe nobody any apology whatsoever if we seek to extricate ourselves from it. The time now stands at nearly 7 minutes past. Barrister Mamuz is with me. This barrister, and very eminent, I must say, attorney at law, will now greet the wonderful people of Biafra who are everywhere in the world. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. My brother,
your line is not clear. Barrister, I hasten to add, your line is very wishy-washy, is not clear at all. It sounds as if you're one of those Daleks in one of those space cartoon programs. You must try to relocate yourself. You must try to move. You must try to re-engage me once again, because the voice is not coming across fine at all. Please, can you try again, please?
Thank you, Director.
No, it is not, Barrister. It is not. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. You may have to call us back, please. You have to call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting today live and direct from our studios here in London. And we run an interactive program as well. We run an interactive program on Radio Biafra. You can get us by dialing +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. Alternatively, as well, or in conjunction with this, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype line is just Radio Biafra, all one word and in lower casing, joined together. Radio Biafra. You will see us there. And you can also join us on Facebook. We are on Facebook. Let us see if Barrister is with us. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, if I'm not clear, I can go on Skype.
It's better now. It's very clear. Please go ahead and acknowledge our people. They are all over the world waiting to hear your voice. Please, you may proceed.
Thank you, Director. And good evening to all of you, wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, well-wishers, those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. We are greeting you and we are welcoming you back to this edition. Unfortunately, today we had a bad news about our mentor, Madiba, the ex-president of the South African people, Mandela. And Director, I presume and I believe that we will give him a minute silence before you can proceed for today's occasion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And in accordance with what the barrister said, and also in recognition of the magnitude of this very man, Nelson Mandela, who rested in the Lord yesterday afternoon, we are led to believe, we must observe a minute silence. As soon as the seconds get to the top of the hour, we will announce it and we will proceed to observe it, starting from now. And may his soul rest in peace. May his soul rest in perfect peace. He was a great man. He was a very great man. He never went on exile. He never took any bribe. He never joined any political party belonging to the enemy. He said he wanted freedom for his people or nothing at all. And he fought for it diligently. He was in prison for very many years, but ultimately with the help of Winnie Mandela, which we must recognize and acknowledge what Winnie Mandela did, South Africa became free. This man epitomizes everything that is virtuous in a man, insofar as the extrication of his people from the bondage called apartheid, which is not far from what we're experiencing ourselves in the zoo. That is why we acknowledge him. That is why we remember him. Uche Mefo is also with us. Uche Mefo, will go to him in a short while, but please, Barrister Mamezu, you may continue. Barrister, can
Director, could you please repeat?
Were you not able to hear me?
No.
No, we have observed the minute silence. Please, you may proceed with what you are saying. It's been observed.
Yeah, that's correct, Director. Thank you very much for putting us to that particular ritualistic obedience, which we owe to late Madiba Mandela, because obviously with the history of what is transpiring, as you and I were saying 2 days ago and yesterday, Nelson was not actually his name. He was nicknamed that name, Nelson, by his white teacher, who believed that the best way to know the guy and to call him is Nelson. But of course, today we realize his actual name is not even Nelson. As we were saying, that they will always give us the name they prefer, rather than the one that we have. This is what we said 2 days ago and yesterday. He so rests. And he has given us a platform not to compromise, not to go on exile, and never to go back against our people's wish. And that is what Hector is putting us in position, which of course Barrister Mamezu is supporting, whatever step is taken in the restoration of Biafra. Director, when we see this guy's history, what he did for his people, that gave me some kind of encouragement that we can never go back, we can never relent, we can never lax or relax from our quest to make sure that our people will no longer be killed just like as if they are chickens. He, late Mandela, has given us that power to forge ahead, to make sure that we restore Biafra. He's a man of freedom. He's a man that stands for justice and equity. He's a man who doesn't like killing others. He believes in God, and he's a man of forgiveness. On his footsteps, we shall walk on and march down to Biafra land. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And we also have Uche Mefo with us. Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Uche, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. The people are listening. Please acknowledge them before we proceed. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. from London, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is your hour as usual. This is Radio Biafra, live broadcast upon this platform. We continue to deliberate on issues affecting the lives of indigenous people of Biafra and the contraption called Nigeria and elsewhere on this planet Earth. As usual, I must not fail to, of course, pay tribute to Mandela, who has just passed on. Of course, he remains a beacon of hope to all lovers of freedom and justice, to all freedom fighters around the world. He never compromised, he never gave in to any kind of pressure. He never took money from anybody, from the highest bidders. He observed and maintained the highest level of discipline in his quest for freedom for his people. And that is what we must all do, because times are different. This is 21st century, where everything can go. But we must say that we cannot allow anything to go where we are. That is what Radio Biafra has been doing, and that is what has been keeping us going. That is the truth we are professing, that we must fight in truth and honesty to restore Biafra, to restore the freedom of our people, to restore the country that was wrongly robbed us. We are not going to surrender, we are not going to prevaricate. Upon this platform, we continue to reiterate that there is no retreat, there is no surrender, and that any time, any day, any moment, we begin to have double mind. We must leave the struggle, because this struggle is not for those with double mind, it is not for those who are lily livered. We must not allow those who are aligning with APC, the Boko Haram party, the political arm of Boko Haram, we must not allow them in Igbo land. And anybody who is trying to pay lip service to this struggle must pay with his life. And the souls and the blood of innocent Biafrans, millions of our heroes and heroines, we continue to pursue them. Thank you very much, and I stand by.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, that was Uche Mefo, and before that was the voice of Barrister Mamezu. We welcome you from wherever you are on this planet Earth. That this is Radio Biafra once again. If you wish to join our interactive session later on, please, the number to call is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. On a day we are announcing the departure or the demise of Mandela. He left us yesterday, and he came here, he did his work, he did his job, and his people are free. We are praying that one day all of you all over the world who are members, not members, who are Biafrans by virtue of who you are and who are currently contributing to this very effort via the indigenous people of Biafra in almost every country around this planet Earth, one day, hopefully, your work will be spoken of in those very glowing terms, I must say. Let us go and bring you the news headlines today and accompanying news summary as well. On a day, once again, that we remember with, I will not call it sadness because he was 95 and he's been ill for a while. We say in celebration of an accomplishment that we can call Mandela a champion, because he came, he saw injustice, and he fought injustice, and he prevailed. That is why he's a champion. Today he is feted by everybody in the world. Look at all the other so-called African people that came out and said they are heads of state. For instance, Nnamdi Azikiwe, What is he today? Who remembers him? Nobody. So will it be for all of them. Nobody will remember them. Nobody. If you ask a little child, who is Yar'Adua, they don't know. Because they never did anything outstanding for their people. That is why we must remember this man. We must celebrate him. A lot of people have said, oh, but there are white people in South Africa. And I said to them, because some of you are very daft. You don't know anything. If you ask him to remove all the whites in South Africa, the economy will collapse. There will be anarchy. There will be mayhem. There will be breakdown of law and order. It's as simple as that. Very, very simple. Who has been in power since then after Mandela was Thabo Mbeki? After Thabo Mbeki is Zuma. Isn't that the case? We are in power in South Africa, or at least the indigenous are, not us, not Biafrans. The same thing that happened there, the same way that, in fact, I even contend that Nigeria is worse than apartheid. Nigeria itself is worse than the apartheid regime in South Africa. Because at least with the apartheid regime, they were being honest. They will tell you exactly what they're going to do. That they're segregating, they don't want you to get close. But in the zoo, somebody like Tinubu will steal every money on this earth. The same thing with Buhari. They come out and they talk about anti-corruption. It is that hypocrisy, that duplicitousness, that cunning behavior that marks them out as the people whose character conduct in office precipitated the demise of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Once again, we are making it very clear that we lost Mandela yesterday. And before we go any further, we must look at some of the things being said about this man all over the world by world leaders and heads of state from every corner of the globe. The legend Mandela dies at 95. People are saying that we will not see the likes of him again. Of course, we won't. Igbo leaders commenced consultation in regards to national confab that we are hoping will lead to the end of the Zoological Republic. And also this lazy idler, the APC senator, the cowardly Yoruba man, Senator Sefiu Kaka, claims anti-Biafra social media bill. Says he'll withdraw the bill. The bill we mentioned yesterday, he is withdrawing it today. They have in fact withdrawn it because they know what is going to happen to them. They cannot gag us now, they know. And in fact, he even apologized as well. Igbo political, I don't know what to call him. This man called Joe Igboku, I don't know if he's Yoruba, or if, I don't even know why we're even reporting him. But anyway, we'll continue. Igbo political prosecutor Joe Igboku of Islamic Party APC. He is saying that intellectuals must overthrow the political traders in Igbo land. They must overthrow the political traders in Igbo land. He shouldn't do our work for us. That is what we're doing. Because we are going home to sweep everybody away. Professor Korie, Nigerians should be ready for revolution. It is not just Radio Biafra talking about revolution, but everybody knows revolution is coming, spearheaded by Radio Biafra. The place will crumble like a pack of cards, and they will flee in their private jets. That's what we promise them. And now the news in detail. According to Barack Obama, I am one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. He did it all with grace, good humor, and ability to acknowledge his own imperfections only makes his achievements more remarkable. As long as I live, I will do what I can to learn from him. Because yesterday, the South African president, Jacob Zuma, announced that Mandela died. On Thursday night, local time in South Africa, he says that their nation has lost its greatest son, and flags across the nation will be lowered to half-mast. They should be removed altogether, not just lowered to half-mast. This man was a colossus for believing in freedom and sticking to it until his people were set free. He should be commended. History will be kind to him because he was a good man. A cross-section of Igbo leaders in the Southeast geopolitical zone met in Enugu on Thursday to build a consensus in preparation for the proposed national dialogue. Speaking during the Igbo political summit organized by the Southeast People's Development Association, the national chairman of the association, Sam Egwu, said it was to harmonize a common and strong voice at the confab. Mr. Ebu, a former governor of Ebonyi State, said the summit would also draw a roadmap for the 2015 general elections. We want to come together, according to Ebu, so that we can have a common voice on issues concerning our zone at the forthcoming national conference. We do not want a situation where the zone will have divided opinions. Other zones are working tirelessly over this issue, so we want to harmonize the position of the Southeast, he said. Also speaking, the president of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Gary Egariwe, lamented the lack of cooperation among some Igbo leaders over the conference. He pledged to work with other stakeholders from the zone to represent the interest of the people as befits or as required of them to do. Senator Sefiu Kaka of APC in Ogun East, who reportedly sponsored a bill to gag social media and online journalists from being critical of public officials, has apologized for sponsoring the bill. The Yoruba man has apologized. Senator Kaka had inserted a clause in a bill called Computer Hacking Anti-419 Bill, where social media journalists and critics will be jailed for 7 years should they become hyperactive about the government. But a public outcry and an investigation exposing the senator as the sponsor of the bill has forced him to apologize. It is the duty of intellectuals in every society to set the agenda for leaders so that they do not derail. They set agenda so that services will be delivered as at when due. Intellectuals do not exhibit intellectual dishonesty. They speak the truth to power always, not minding whose ox is gored. When any society goes astray, it is simply because the intellectuals went to sleep or they had been bought over. But the real intellectuals do not subscribe to the politics of the stomach. As if he was basically paraphrasing Radio Biafra. But we must continue because this man is an imbecile. We must go on. The real intellectuals prefer to die of hunger than to sell their hard-earned dignity. Understanding the dynamics of Nigerian politics has been the biggest problem of the Igbos in Nigeria. The Igbos, yes, my Igbo, don't seem to place a neat handle on Nigeria's intricate politics and how well it can be harnessed to improve the lot of the race. The annulment of June 12, 1993 presidential elections provided an opportunity for Igbo to join other Nigerians to defend democracy and the rule of law. But only a handful of Igbo stood with the Yorubas to defend June 12. The majority rather chose to be seduced by traders and illiterates to term the struggle a Yoruba struggle. The struggle for June 12 lasted for 5 years, and the rest is now history, but the Yoruba was not defeated. Presidency was ceded to them for 8 years. This is somebody bearing an Igbo name. When you're reading this, you think it's a Yoruba person writing. He is also guilty of the same thing that he's preaching, but we'll visit him later on. As many Nigerians welcome the convocation of the National Conference, a former member of the defunct Constituency Assembly and a university don, Professor Aja Okorie, has said those calling for breakup may be doing so because of selfishness and do not know where it would lead the country. He spoke on various issues and cautioned that there will be mass movement if the president tried to sweep the outcome of the conference under the carpet. This is Professor Okorie speaking about the need, or saying that the National Conference in essence is the last hope that the zoo has to try and salvage an amicable disintegration, or else there will be a revolution and nobody knows what the outcome will be. And that is what we subscribe to. Those are the headlines today, and also the accompanying news summary on a day that we're announcing to the whole world, with the time standing at approximately 28 minutes past 6 p.m. here in London and exactly the same minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafraland on the 6th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013, a day that we're announcing to the world that Nelson Mandela passed away, the icon, the man who represented freedom. I think the same way, if we had control over English dictionary, I think we would have replaced the word freedom with the word Mandela. The same way they do over here. But because we don't own English language, we can't do it. Because I remember a long while ago when Kate Eddie of BBC fame a famous war reporter, Kate Eddy, was reporting from the war front, from the front line in Iraq, after her very excellent coverage of that very war. Oxford English Dictionary put her name in the dictionary, saying that doing an AD means somebody, I think it's somebody taking a risk in order to be able to do a report or something of that sort. It went into English lexicon, doing an AD. I think what we should do is to replace the word freedom with the name Mandela. That would be a very fitting tribute to this very man, this very colossus and giant of world affairs that passed on only yesterday. I will go to Barrister Mamezu if he's with me. Barrister will come in to give us his opinion, his views, his understanding, and his perspectives on what he's hearing this very evening, because this is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. The news are well read, well explained, and then we have to take it in turns to do the analysis. Quite rightly, Director, all you've been saying on the tribute to Mandela, the man who fought gallantly for his people. And in all he did, the man never showed any kind of aggression. He never showed any kind of contrition. He never showed any kind of bullying or any kind of wicked acts. He says he forgave everybody. And that is how he left it. The man deserved more than what they are telling about him. A man who came to say his country supposed not to be marginalized. As we are preaching, Director, when you stand tall and talk about your own country where you were born and how you're supposed to be, those who are more powerful, those who are against you, will maltreat you, marginalize you, and jail you. This man was in jail for 27 good years. A very fine young man, but when he came out, he came out an old man, and he still says he forgives. He's very powerful. Sometimes when I think about this guy, Director, I weep inside me, because a lot of atrocities are being committed, even as we speak, still being committed worldwide. I don't know why the world we live into is so bad, so wicked, so atrocious that a lot of people have gone to salvage their country, in a way to represent their country and say no to evil. As a result, they go with their life. Some are punished, some are beheaded, some are treated anyhow for the sake of what they represent, for the sake of what they believe in. It's a shame. Mandela came out, although he became a prime minister, but he served for just one term. And in his presidency, he says that's what he's going to serve, one term, and handed it over to Thabo Mbeki. And Director, as I always say to you, once you are in the quest for freedom fighting, you will see somebody fighting against you. We shouldn't forget Mangabutu Sutolezi.
Mangosuthu Buthelezi.
Buthelezi, who was set up against Mandela. And when he came out, he gets the guy, he said, you go and settle with the people of KwaZulu-Natal. Settle them. And from there, we never heard of the guy again. So your people will be set against you. We should be aware of this. And they are doing the same via Facebook, via WhatsApp, via even on YouTube. They've been on YouTube missing all we say, for cutting it and putting all sorts of rubbish. You see many things, obstacles will come. We just have to embrace and embrace it and know that we will see different and many colors of different things coming to us. It's up to us to know and face up the challenges. It's quite unfortunate that that's the world we live in, and we have to devise a means to dealing with what comes and what confronts us. Director, all in all, we will not give up and we will not capitulate. Neither will we bow down or bow for the sake of our freedom. We will not do that. We will remain with our people. We will sing the same song and make sure that everybody is driven down back to our land where we came from, the land that flows with milk and honey. We drive out those who are supposed not to be there and tell them that our land belongs to us rightfully. Let me go to this Ebu, of a man from Ebonyi State, who is talking about the need for everybody to represent themselves. You see, when you mention Ebonyi State, I tend to see it as an Islamic state these days.
Yeah, it's Islamic. Go ahead.
It is Islamic, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Just like very soon, if we are not careful, if I talk about my state, all we see is our people joining Islam. So I hesitate, but unfortunately, I don't know if this is from Ebonyi State, if he's talking on behalf of our people, or if he's talking on behalf of APC and the Islamic Nation, since and Biafran territory is now being taken over by the Islam and Muslims. I don't know what this man is talking about, and I don't know where he's heading when he talks about our people representing themselves. I don't know which people, Islamic people, or are we talking about Christians here? Director, this man who was sponsoring a bill, the senator, Kaka, the Yoruba man, he put it in yesterday and today he withdrew it. I don't know what to say to him. How can you guard people who are speaking the truth? Just because Tinubu was mentioned and all the money he has taken from Biafran land, some are saved here, some are saved in the United States. He's saying that we aggressively now talking about politicians. Of course, we aggressively talk about politicians who are thieves, who are deceiving others and deceiving themselves and deceiving their community and preaching about one nation, one Nigeria. One nation, one Nigeria. What have you done for Nigeria? What have you done for that nation? Your money is abroad. You keep stealing and banking so that you and your family will be the only people. Don't worry. The money you and your family are taking, it won't last too long. But the Kaka, or whatever his name is, Senator Kaka, I'm glad you withdrew the bill yourself and apologized, because you cannot gag the people of Biafra. You cannot gag Radio Biafra, because what we say here is the truth. If we are talking rubbish, of course, the United Kingdom will say enough is enough, because they know we are saying the truth, because this particular country is guided by the fundamental way of truth, justice, and honesty. And of course, here we do find one or two people who are doing otherwise. But the whole pillar of this country was set up in justice, truthfulness, and equity. Therefore, what we are saying is honest. We are upright. Director, we put it that we are whiter than snow, because we are saying the truth. And nothing about the truth can fade what we are doing here. So, Senator Kaka, it's good that you have already withdrew the appeal yourself. Because you know you cannot, darkness can never defeat light. The truth can never be overshadowed by lies. When justice and equity meet, justice will always take pride before equity. Director, all we say here is we are talking about the goodness of our people, how we should be saved from the hands of those who are killing us. That is what we are doing here. Professor Kokori have also reminded them that revolution is coming, and is telling them to make sure that they find a better way, easy way out. Otherwise, we are coming. We are preaching. I said it last week. The whole world are hearing us. They should take heed, come to our support when the country is still intact, because they will still be the same people who will help us destroy it. And then they'll go in and bring the bill for us to, and they'll tell us how much it will cost for them to rebuild our nation. It's not good to see evil and allow evil to fall in, and then you help that same evil to perpetrate it. It's not good. We're asking and requesting and telling all of you to take note. There is no problem between Biafra, our quest to restore Biafra, and the zoo as we talk. We are just talking. Time is coming when we do the doing. We will no longer be talking. But we are saying, as we are talking, you better help us. We do the talk so that Yoruba and Hausa will go their own safely. Whatever money they have stolen, let them enjoy it. Because time will come when they want to take off, their aircraft will disappoint them. It will take off and land, and then it will bring more anarchy upon themselves. It's time now for them to gradually fly out and abandon whatever they have stolen, whatever is remaining. Let them take what they have and leave the rest for us. Otherwise, they will be disappointed. Mosul will fail all of them when the heat is on. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister, for that very well marshaled out points. concerning some of the issues we are bringing to the attention of the world this evening. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are, that this is Radio Biafra. We transmit live and direct to the entirety of humanity every evening from London, 6 p.m. to be very precise, in the winter time, and 7 p.m. in the summertime. But for now, it is 6 p.m. in the evening. You will continue to tell your friends and your family. You must also try to join Biafrans where you are. We are in over 50 countries and counting. We want to be in minimum 190 countries around the world to show everybody that we have an unstoppable momentum. We are unstoppable. We must make that very, very clear to our detractors and to our enemies, that you either give us Biafra or we burn Nigeria down. There will be no mercy. There will be no pity. Anybody who comes to join the fight will die with us as well. You must leave Hausa Fulani people to us. You must leave Yorubas to us. They have killed us enough. We have suffered enough at the hands of humanity. We've done nothing wrong, and we intend to correct that mistake starting from next year. That is why we need the help of everybody. We are not asking everybody to come out and be at the forefront, no. In whatever way you can help this struggle, we ask you to do so. Uche Mefo is still with us, I presume. Uche, please, what do you make of the news headlines and an accompanying news summary, also alluding to some of the points and issues raised by Barrister Mamezu, please?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I just want to pick on a number of issues. First of all, it is very important for us to understand the fact that some people have called in on previous programs referring to indigenous people of Biafra as a group. We are not a group. We are the people of Biafra. Because groupings have dealt devastating blow on the Biafra, and of course for restoration of Biafra. That is what we intend to correct. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the people of Biafra. We do not belong to any group. We are the people of Biafra. I think it is very important we, you know, redirect our minds towards that. Having said that, Professor Okorie, who is saying that those who are calling for breakup of Nigeria are doing so out of selfishness. Well, we remain to see what is going to become of Nigeria. Because whether Nigeria likes it or not, it is going to break up anyway. Whether they call the so-called conference, national conference or sovereign national conference, Nigeria will eventually break up. Whether they decide to restructure and go towards regionalism, which was what was proposed during the Abore Accord, Confederation, it will still be a step towards total disintegration of Nigeria. The job is not yet done. We are here for total disintegration and dismemberment of Nigeria because Nigeria has mothered sleep. Nigeria is sitting on the blood of millions of innocent Biafrans, on the blood of millions of heroes and heroines who gave their lives that we may have our freedom. And he who shed blood must pay for it. Nigeria will never know peace. Nigeria will continue to go from one calamity to the other until it dismembers and disintegrates. And from the ashes emerge Biafra. Biafra must be restored. There is no middle ground. We are not taking any middle ground. People who are going to national conference should go to national conference. But when we continue to press from the fact that Biafra must be restored, this is one point. Another one is that the professor Joey Bukwe, who has been moving from one position to the other, representing the interests of the northern part of Nigeria, who are killing us using Boko Haram. They have failed in Anambra State, and I wonder who he is making reference to as intellectuals. I don't know whether he is an intellectual or not, but the world has seen what is happening. APC has been rooted in Anambra State, and this is the party they are trying to force on our people. They have been defeated, and then we now know who he is referring to as intellectual. I don't know whether he himself is an intellectual. I don't know who knows better, because we made it clear that those who are killing our people, those who want to Islamize us, will not set feet in Anambra State or Igbo land. And those who have entered through the back door must be kicked out. We will see who are intellectuals and who are traders. He is a political prostitute, of course, because he has no principle. All those Biafrans, all those Igbos who have joined the APC, the political arm of Boko Haram, to continue to unleash mayhem on our people, must pay the ultimate price if they do not leave APC. Senator Chris Robertson must be stripped of whatever is remaining of him. He must be kicked out of the Senate. The next is Richard Okorocha, who has entered through the back door. He must be kicked out of Imo State Government House. This is an event that everybody must look up to behold. We are here fighting for restoration of Biafra, and there is no going back. The death and life of Mandela teaches us a lot of lessons. Mandela is a man that, in spite of all threats to his life, in spite of all intimidations, in spite of danger to his life and harm to him as a person, he remained steadfast, he remained principled. He was even called a terrorist. But today, in the lexicon of international community, nothing is permanent. He becomes a hero, he is adored, he is praised all over the world, but he was called a terrorist. And that teaches us a lesson, that steadfastness, resilience, defense for the truth and nothing but the truth is the only way to go. If you hold honesty, if you hold sincerity, if you use it as your cloth, if you wear it as your cloth, nobody is going to strip you naked. That is what we are practicing here at Radio Biafra, that anybody whose hands are soiled must be removed, irrespective of whoever that person is. We have not killed, we have not maimed anybody. We are fighting for our freedom. This is just the beginning, because in the next months and years ahead, we will begin to put in place more practical things of what we are preaching. Precisely from next year, there is no going back on that. We enjoy all Biafrans wherever they are. If you know that you are not meant for this struggle, you better chicken out, because the journey has just begun and we are entering into a more dangerous and more challenging stage of the struggle. If you are not ready for the struggle, you better go. And any day we found ourselves wanting, we should as well pack up. But for now, we are moving ahead and are saying that there is no going back. Nigeria must be collapsed. Nigeria, it cannot just only disintegrate. Nigeria must disappear from the face of the earth, from the map of the earth, and Biafra will be restored. Honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best solution to our problem. And since we do not have money, we do not have all the money that is needed to sponsor this program, we have held on to the truth, and even those who have that money are running away because you cannot challenge the truth. You cannot cover the truth. You cannot cover honesty. You cannot cover sincerity. That is the greatest reform we have. And together we are going to march to restore what is our own right, the Republic of Biafra. We enjoy all indigenous people of Biafra wherever you are. There are countries where we do not have Biafrans at the moment. We do have, but they have not come forward. We must have every form of representation in form of indigenous people of Biafra in every country of the world. Please, if you know anybody living in any part of the world who have not come up to take up their rightful position in the quest for restoration of Biafra, please let us know, because we are beginning at some point next year to lobby the government of the world. We are going to lobby from the government house to the streets of every country where we are. This is the mission for Radio Biafra. This is our contract, social contract with Biafran people, that we continue to disseminate, we continue to inform, we continue to educate and enlighten the world, and of course, enjoy people of Biafra on their right to self-determination. Thank you very much.
Uche, thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. And you must remain with us, please. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London. Today's date is the sixth day of the last month in the year 2013. Incidentally, the last month for the official existence of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place that we have seriously maintained should not exist. Nigeria is a fraud. Nigeria was created by a human being and not God. Only God, Chukwu Okike, Chukwu Abiama, has the right to create nations and peoples. Nigeria does not have that right. Frederick Lugard did not have the right to create a nation. Britain did not have the God-given right to create a nation. Europeans did not have the right to come to Africa to create nations. No, it is not their responsibility. The emergence of a nation is an organic process. It grows. People coalesce around traditions, around customs, around language, around a common value and shared systems. It's not something you impose from on high. Anybody implying, suggesting, even remotely advancing the case for the sustainment of the bogus contraption, for the sustainment of the abomination called Nigeria, I say to them in the West, why don't you go to Afghanistan and give Taliban free visa to come to America and live with you, since you want this massive big family where you want people to live with? No, open your borders and allow them to come in. Why don't we bring a bit of Kandahar to Leafy Surrey in England and see how they will feel? Yet you want us, children of God, to live with people who are bent on killing us every blessed day. You want us to be in the same country with them? Let us work this out. How? Even the Irish people don't want to live with the British people in Northern Ireland. They're even fighting. These are Christians. These are Caucasians. These are the same people that share almost the same value system. Britain is coming out of Europe. Why don't you stay in Europe then, if it is wonderful to have one big loving family? The same thing that Mandela died for is what we are fighting for. We want to be free. Nobody has the right to create any other human being. Only God in heaven has the right to create a nation. That is why nobody can trace any external human influence to determine the fate of a whole nation. We have said it before and we'll say it again, that we are not going to relent in our pursuit. Somebody rang me today and was saying, oh, if people disappoint us. I said, you are the ones disappointing us. Biafrans are the ones disappointing those running. As you just said, indigenous people of Biafra is not an organization. It is the people of Biafra, those that own that very land. We are the people. We are not a group, an organization that come and join our meeting. No. That is why we only need patriots. We need freedom fighters, not members. I have warned the Ketupu Eniago that the coordinators must be informed that we want freedom fighters. If it's only two people left, then so be it. What we need is only 100 dedicated people. 100. 100. We want to beat the record set by Gideon in the Bible. 100 men and women will bring the zoo down. Nigeria will fall. It will collapse. There is something I have to read out that interested me in the morning. I actually had to put it on my wall on Facebook. Very interesting. And I'll read it. For my part, I have made my choice. I will not leave South Africa, nor will I surrender. Only through hardship, sacrifice, and militant action can freedom be won. The struggle is my life. I will continue fighting for freedom until the end of my days. This is exactly the same thing I subscribe to, 100%. When you go through hardship, people say you are poor. When you sacrifice so much, they say, oh my goodness, why is he doing it? When you propose militant action, they say you're a terrorist. This is Mandela we are celebrating today, Obama, every head of state is. That, these are the things they said. 1961, published in ANC press statement. 1961. And upon that very tenet do we stand to say that Biafra is going to exist. Nigeria will not only fall. The name Nigeria, it is a promise I have made before God that the name Nigeria will be removed from history books. Nobody will remember Nigeria. I swear on my life, the name Nigeria will not exist. God in heaven is my witness. It won't exist. It's finished. The same way today, nobody remembers Czechoslovakia or Yugoslavia or US. Do you know there was a place called USSR before? They are all gone. USSR was a nuclear state. Russia was the biggest. They had all the arsenals in the world, even more nuclear warheads than the United States of America. Yet, tiny Georgia emerged from it. Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in the world. Yet, tiny East Timor came out of it. Who says that the children of God will not come out? These people, they are so stupid, because if they had any sense at all, if they had any brain in their skulls, believe you me, they will call us tomorrow morning and say, start preparing for your own country. The promise we are making, this is not like any other freedom fighting or any other movement. It's very, very different. The promise we make to Babangida, to Buhari, to Atiku, to Iwuanyanwu, to Oju Zokalo, to Wasirike, all these criminals, Tinubu, Fashola, is that we are different. The difference is that if you run away from Nigeria, we will find you. If you like, go and move in with Obama into White House. We will come there and find you and kill you, because you have made women childless. And so shall we make you childless. So shall we make your mother childless amongst women. You people are patently evil men. Evil men. Mandela fought for the freedom of his people. You people are fighting for the enslavement of your own people. Taking the money meant to buy milk for little starving children and putting it in Swiss bank account. Money meant to bring electricity to people so that kids can read. You take it, you buy a private jet and equip your girlfriends to come abroad. God will punish all of you one after the other. All of you. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Let us go to the line to take this call, please. Our lines are now open. Our lines are open with the time almost standing at 7 p.m. in London, 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Our lines are open. The number to call is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. Also, our Skype line is open, including the one also for the coordinators, which is Rapid Response 68. Nobody's allowed to come there unless you're a coordinator. That's the only reason why you can use it. Let's go to Ikechukwu. We have you online, I'm sure. Please reaffirm your name and where you're calling from, because we are Radio Biafra.
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you very much, my director. Good morning from here to you, and good evening, good afternoon, good morning to all Biafrans, our friends out there, and those who love freedom. Even those who are doomed, there is still chance for you. As you hear and listen and follow, it will be better for you as a person. It will be better for you as a family. It will be better for you as whoever you think you are. And as a country, it will be better for you. Nelson Mandela, I am happy today because he's a fulfilled man. I am not celebrating him. I celebrate God. I honor him because he's a man. He has more than enough celebrations there in heaven, where I'm sure he has gone to. Instead of us continuing in celebrating Christmas, Easter, either this, either that, people, let us celebrate God and he will come alive in us. Those of them jumping up and down, after celebrating, what next? Ojukwu died and a lot of people started speaking jargons. He was a good man, he was this and he was that. If you could find a single thing in a man that is good, why don't you hold on? But we were there for many years. All we came with was good. We did everything for everyone. We enslaved for them happily. We gave our own happily. We suffered for them, we fought for them, we foolishly followed them. And they now want to equate themselves with our God. That place we cannot give to any other one. He is Chukwu Abiama, in where I come from. He is the God of all gods. So everyone who is speaking, this one speaking, I am not an English person. I merely learned English. And if I tell you the number of degrees that I hold, you will fall off your feet in thanksgiving to God. So I am telling you, it's not about who you think you are, but about who you really are to people. Nigeria is already slated for dissolution. Nobody will stop it. Any man, any woman, any family, any government, any country, any whoever you are, if you want to stop Biafra this time, you will stop yourself. And you know what happens to a man who is going this way and being dragged backwards? You will tear yourself into pieces. Because we have witness before heaven, we have witness even from demons, because they've seen what you have been doing. You have, and you think you will succeed. The so-called Joe Igbokwe is he's lost, but he can still be found. Within days, he will die.
Yes, I like that.
Within days, he will die. If he does not renege, if he does not go back on those stupid words, he is going to die. Because he has come out to define himself as an epitome of greed. As a sign of evil. He can't speak for our people. If he so loved us, he would have married from home. If he so loved us, he would have started doing something from home instead of becoming a slave politician in Lagos. They say charity begins at home. You've not done anything for your people. You run away and you are standing from the angle of the enemy and you're speaking against your people just because you are eating food. You're food. Any governor, including the governor of my state, who has actually gone mum, he no longer speaks because he knows once he utters, he's going to be deadly. If he keeps on keeping quiet, his mouth will tear open. He must speak. Today they are saying the wife has mental problem. Tomorrow it's going to be him running mad, clearly before everyone, unless he speaks concerning his people. Every governor, every power that speaks in the favor of truth, that speaks in the favor of Biafra, that speaks, stands in honesty, will receive that very thing that we are asking for, and that is freedom. Because no man is truly free until and unless he has set the next man free. In our dialect, as na onye ji ihe nwatakịrị wee nye aka ya enu, aka fubi of English, as an adult, you may think you can hold somebody down. Our people say that if you hold an object that belongs to a child, you raise your hands because you know the child can't get up there. The proverb says, when you're tired, when your hands begin to pain you, you are going to bring it down and the child will take it. At the same time, two of you are walking. So I'm telling Joy Igbokwe and people like him that it is now a time for their life or for their destruction. They are going to destroy themselves even before we come to them, because we know we serve God. All the governors, those people trying championing a national conference, I know they are going. What we say, what the spirit of the noun says, what the spirit of Biafra says is that Biafra has stood. Once it is settled, it is settled. Any man opposing it or opposing himself. If you are going there, if you think you are Igbo enough, you think you are from the southeast or south enough, and you go to that place, you must speak for one thing: dissolution of Nigeria. I hereby also speak to our brothers in the south. I thank God for we have some of our brothers and sisters from Cross River and Calabar. I have Elton Chris, Elton in Norway. He's from Akwa Ibom. I have another brother here, David. He's from Akwa Ibom State. So we know they understand where we are standing from. I also speak to our brother Ansari Dokobo to understand where we are standing from and speak from where they are standing from. We know we are one, but we are not going to compel it. Speaking about freedom, so why would we try to enslave another person? So we leave it open just because we are trained up as true children from a kingdom. We left it open because we were warned before betrayer came in. It behoves on you and your people to know if you are still with us in this, if you have, as a matter of forgiveness, we've forgiven all of you for what you've done. But if you want to stand out, stand that now and stand for the break, the dissolution of Nigeria, stop speaking from both sides of your mouth. If you stand with us, I can assure you, you will be marveled. Igbo people are loving people. Even most of them, no matter how you drag them down, they will still stand up. You can bet that. We welcome people more than any other person. And we even go to our enemies and live as if nothing is happening. That is how much open our hearts are. If you know that you still believe what the Northern Nigerians, Yoruba people, the Nigerian government has been feeding on you people, which has never worked anyway. If you still believe in it, then tell your people we want Niger Delta. But we support dissolution. Let everybody go. We are happy for it. But if you understand your part and your place, please come out now and stand tall. There is nothing that is more glorious than giving yourself entirely to humanity. There is no degree, there is no money, there is nothing you can ever pursue in life, no woman, no man, nothing that will come close to the glory you will receive when you know you have been instrumental in saving your people. Jesus Christ did it, and everybody is celebrating today. He said we can do greater things than what he did. Why can't we do it? I thank you very much. I thank everyone. I want to speak to the coordinators in line with what my director said and Uche concord. There are some changes that will be made. I am patient. I am I am forgiveness myself, and I understand from different angles. I understand why our enemies would want to be our enemies. I also understand, they have a higher understanding on why they have to become friends than enemies. These people from in these countries have tried, but we've not been able to impact on some of our people. But I speak to them, I've spoken to them privately, and I believe they are doing changes, impressive changes. So please keep at it. If you complain about how hard it is, I've been in the school of hard knocks, and I'm here still standing because nothing is strong enough to pull down the truth. The authority in this country knows me. I've been to police to report myself, hand myself in. I've sent message to immigration. I go wherever I want to go, because my heart is clean and clear towards everyone. Any of them who wants to stand against Biafra is standing against me. Anyone who is standing against Biafrans has a problem to himself. All we want is our freedom. The governments of the world today, they understand that Igbos, Biafrans are majority of Nigerians outside. And they know quite well why we are all outside. But their response is to take us at every turn and cast us in prisons. Why? They know that whatever they may have found our courts was imposed on them by the Nigerian government and by their silence and passive commitment. So please, release all Biafrans in different countries where you are. Release them and stop all these stories about economic hardship and the rest of them. Release them and release yourself. You are being wicked. You are being wicked. The British government, I believe they have heard enough. We don't need to praise them to show that they are wise today.
Exactly.
They have what they are bound.
Exactly.
They have to let go. We have to. Sacrificed. I said it many times. We'll sacrifice, we'll slave for everybody. This is our time to go and worship our God.
And we are going.
We do not need any harm to anybody. And we are going back home. It is settled. Any man, so-called man of God, or the rest of them are saying that Nigeria break, his family will start to break, and he will understand that there is a breakage already.
And they will understand that, Ikechukwu. Yes, thank you very much. Please, if you can stay where you are, and you must inform the coordinators, you must let them know to pull their socks up. Between now and the next 7 days, any non-performing coordinator will be replaced. There will be no more warning. You must go out and reach out to your people and explain Biafra to them. It's very simple. I don't know what is difficult about saying to people, listen to Radio Biafra. It cannot be very difficult. You must reach out to them and give them every support. If they fail to perform, they will be replaced immediately. 7 days starting from today. We are not joking. People are dying back home and they need us to come and save them. Literally to come and save them. And we cannot allow people's incompetence, we cannot allow people who cannot perform to drag us back. One thing this struggle is beginning to reveal is this. We now know why there are so many incompetent people in the zoo. People say they want to do something, give me leadership. It's been given to you, but you have seen you cannot do it. You can't. And that means you don't have what it takes to serve your country when Biafra comes. It means you lack those qualities to effect a change. It's not easy. They have seen how difficult it is. They are the ones that will go to every meeting and say, I want to be the chairman and the coordinator. It's been given to you. What did you do with it? Do you think we are Nigeria? That we are here to sit around and watch people mess up day after day? If you are not developing, if you're not growing, you will be removed. The highest thing you will do, you will complain for 2-3 days, gossip for maybe 14 days, and that will be the end of it. Guinea game, nothing will happen. And we keep marching on. That's what we said. Anything that is an obstacle will be crushed. Crushed, and we continue marching until Biafra comes. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We have people everywhere, both on the phone and on the lines, asking us. I mean by line is on Skype. asking us to please take their calls. We are going to come to you one after the other, and we are going to take your calls. We have one now on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Samuel Okoli from Manchester.
Samuel Okoli from Manchester. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling to announce our upcoming meeting in Manchester, which will be on the 13th of this month, which is next Friday, at 5 o'clock. The venue is Moorside Leisure Center, Moorside, Manchester. And if you are coming with it, if you are driving, you can just type in M15 5NN, time 5 o'clock, and our contact number is 07827434649, and the name is Joe Odilimoloku, our coordinator. There is another thing I like to say to you, Director. On the 5th of October, I and the Manchester coordinator, we attended a newly formed Igbo meeting on the day of the membership registration. Because of the nature of our mission today, we also registered as members, so we can be able to share with them the good news of the indigenous people of Biafra. About 100 men came there to register as well, 100 Igbo men. Which we also gave them the Radio Biafra flyers. I am sure that some of them are listening to the broadcast now. Maybe they are still shying away. Or
are they not coming out? Can you go straight to the point? What is the problem? Are they not coming out? What is it? What exactly is the problem?
Well, I haven't. I'm not satisfied with the way they are responding. The only thing I want to say to them is, it could be because they are scared or they are shy in a way that they don't want to disappoint or offend any of their Yoruba friends. But the only thing I would like to say to them, how does your Yoruba friend react when Boko Haram kills your relatives in the north? When Fatshola, a Yoruba governor, deports your relatives from Lagos to Igboland? You just think about it. There is still time, and the door is still open to join this noble cause. Please come out, be bold, come out once they realize that you are a Biafran and you are not hiding about it. You are not apologetic about it. That's the only time they will respect you.
Of course.
But if you are trying to please them.
Yes, can you round off for us? Everybody calling must spend only 2 minutes. We have the next 45 hours to be on the air. Only 2 minutes, more than 2 minutes. I will halt the person, please, because we need to take as many calls as possible. Please,
right,
can you round up in 30 seconds, please?
I've finished what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra, please. I don't know if Barrister Mamesu is still with us. The barrister himself, we want him to come in to please help us, guide and repoint us to where we were before in respect of the headlines. If you are calling, please, we would like you to stick to the headlines we are covering today. On a day we are presenting, or we are asking ourselves, what does the death of Mandela mean? Not just for the people of South Africa, but for us as well, in terms of our understanding as to how to fight for freedom. That you don't give up, you don't capitulate. You don't raise up your hands and say, oh my goodness, I've had enough. No, you continue until you win. You do not stop. You do not give up. You do not capitulate. You stay there and you keep fighting until you win. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype and see who is there. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Biafra Nation.
Can you tell me? Yes, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, is that me, Director?
Yes, it's you. Please, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, hello. This is Kingsley Emmanuel from Dublin, Ireland.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to thank you first for the wonderful work you are doing and the team. First of all, I want to remind our people here in Ireland about the meeting that is coming up this Sunday, especially our host, which is Cork, all the people, all the Biafrans that live in Cork and the Veron, please, they should try to attend to the meeting. They can go to Facebook, Biafrans in Ireland, to see the contact. And also all the Biafrans in Dublin, and those that live in around Dublin, should also go to Facebook and see contact. And there will be available cars to convoy them to and fro from Dublin to Cork. And also, I want to contribute to, you know, the topic I've been trying to cause since yesterday. I'm thinking, is there any way that, because when you talk about what a British Ruger did to Biafrans by bringing us together, I think a British government will reserve an apology from them.
Hello, can you hear me?
And also compensation, because I believe this is against the will of the people. It's not only to condemn. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Can
you
hear me?
We lost you temporarily. Yes, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know where you had me last.
No, continue. It wasn't for long. Continue from where you are that there is compensation
okay.
to be paid. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm trying to say now is not only that... Lord Ruger did what he did.
He is not a lord. He is not a lord. His name is Frederick Lugard, not a lord. Who made him a lord?
Okay. Sorry for the word. So what I'm trying to say is that I think we demand apology from UK government and also compensation, because this is something that imposing against our way, because this is not the collective interest of the people of Biafrans. And from then till now, we haven't, you know, gotten ourselves where we should be. And if you look in Nigeria, I think Biafra is the worst developed section of the country. So I believe that we deserve an apology from the UK government and also compensation. And I'm thinking, is there any way that Biafrans can even drag them to their own court in UK? You know, just to keep this thing going.
There are some things we're not at liberty to discuss on the air. If you've been listening to Radio Biafra for a very long time, you would know that we said we are going to court here. And we will no longer discuss it on the air. A lot of work is going on behind the scenes. Please, until that happens, we are not at liberty to discuss it any further.
We are not
asking for compensation from them, because we allowed them. In Japan, Japan did not allow the Dutch to come in. So there's no compensation. If through our stupidity, laziness, and hopelessness, we allowed only 5,000 men to take us over, that is our fault. It's not the fault of the British. We were lazy, and they conquered us. As simple as that. So we live with it. Please go ahead.
Yeah, but for me, I don't think that we allow them, because I think this is something they invade us, you know, with their guns and whatever they have. I don't think it's not in our interest. It's not a collective interest of the people that to allow them. So I think if you can look back and check the record, you will see that they invade. So this is not something that
it was an invasion, but we allowed them. How can you allow only 5,000 men to invade and conquer over 2 million people? It's not possible now. When they were tired of two, if we had circled them at tired of two, they would have run out of ammunition. That eventually they would have capitulated, regardless of how superior their weaponry was. After all, Ekumeku held them at Ataba. every inch of the way. The Benin people fought them every inch of the way. It was lack of coordination, and I think that it was the time that we were falling against the glory of God anyway, that God wanted to use people to punish us, and that was exactly what happened. In terms of asking people to compensate us, I do not see the merit of it. I don't know if Barrister Mezu agrees that people should be paying us compensation when in actual fact we allowed them to overrun us. As simple as that. We shouldn't have allowed that to happen in the first place. Barrister, can you hear me, please? Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you. Thank you for standing, in fact, on my behalf in trying to answer that my brother who was talking about British compensation. Of course, you shouldn't blame him, Director. After all, the Kenyans recently sought for compensation against what the British people committed in their land. And they were given that compensation. In our own, Director, we are not looking for compensation from the British authority. Irrespective of the fact that they came to us, Director, let me correct that impression. You were saying that we allowed them. No, we didn't. You were in your own peace. Some people prepared to come to your land. Director, if I am coming to fight you, I'll give you notice. You get ready, I get ready. We are not notified that we are coming to be taken over. They came via the Bible. They came via the gun. They came via tobacco, Director. We are not prepared that we are out for war. Even when the Benin held the British come to their land, killed some of them, they went home to get reinforcement. They were reinforced. They brought more military to kill the Oba of Benin and take his head back home. And the Oba of Benin's head is still at the Scottish Zoo as we talk. So, that misconception is we did not allow them. When somebody is over you, you have no power. Our people will always tell you this, Director. If I have something in mind against you, I will defeat you. Don't know what is in my mind. You might be dealing with me as a plain human being, but the treachery behind me is what you do not know. If I use it to trick you or to bring you down, you cannot say, oh, you blame yourself. No, you were not prepared, Director. If you are prepared, then it becomes one man and another man. One, you were not prepared. They came to take over. It's like what we are talking about Mandela.
But, Barrister, please, I'm sorry to interject. When Hitler tried to take over, you know, Hitler went into France and they rolled over. He went into Poland, took them over. He went into Netherlands, everywhere he marched into. Even Italy was taken over. Of course, he reached a deal with Il Duce, with Mussolini. Then he tried to take over Britain. What happened in Britain? Barrister, I'm asking you a question. What happened in Britain when Hitler tried to come here? Britain were unprepared.
Went to America.
I'm coming.
Britain.
Yes.
Okay.
They came to Britain, and Britain fought. Even when Britain had no ammunition, even when they had nothing, they still persevered. Hitler even wrote to them asking them to surrender, and they said no, they won't surrender. That the last person will die in Britain than for them to submit to tyranny. So why should we be alive when there is tyranny all over us? We are going to fight.
Let me correct you. Not only British people fought the Germans, they got Americans to support them.
No, in the later stages. In the later stages, they got America involved after Pearl Harbor was attacked. America became involved. I'm talking about when the Luftwaffe launched a very massive bombardment of London, Coventry, and Birmingham, and asking the British people to surrender. They said no. Remember that Chamberlain was the prime minister, went to Munich and was flying a white piece of paper saying peace in our time. He came back here, they bundled him out of office and put in Churchill, the man of steel, to go and fight and defend their honor. There comes a time in life is that if somebody comes to your house to kill you, you must fight them. That's why I love Benin people. People don't know why I like Benin. I like Benin people because of the way they fought. Way they fought and fought and fought and fought and fought to the last person. If somebody just can't come to your house and succeed and you allow the person to get away scot-free.
Barrister, hold your peace. You remember First World War, Second World War? Is it only the Europeans fought it against Germany?
No.
Our forefathers went over to go and help them. Director, when you are not prepared, you look for some kind of helping hand. The British sought for helping hand before the Americans. They didn't fight it alone. Now, when somebody over you, bigger than you in number, come to fight you, did we consult the Ghanaians to support us? Did we rally any particular country to come and support us? No. We are fighting it alone, Director. So do not blame your people because you think they are resilient. Why did they run? You cannot fight a war when you are not prepared. Anyway, that is by the way. The reality now we are talking about today, Director, is we are fighting and we will represent Mandela. This is why we want Biafra to be free. Biafra is not a group. Biafra is a nation. Biafra is an indigenous people living in their own peace before they were all disorganized. We are just a few minority. Put Yoruba, put the Northerners. Biafrans are more in number. All they do is to fractionalize us. This is Delta. This is this. This is Calabar. This is a boy. They deliberately did it via the support and help of the British people. We are higher in number. If you go on to Google, Director, you will know that they say Biafrans are more than six African countries put together. So how can we equate ourselves with the Yoruba and Alpha put together? When we are higher in number, more than five African countries put together. So anybody trying to say Biafran I group is a stupid individual. They are trying to denigrate us. They are trying to bring us down in order to keep remaining in our country. Director, enough is enough at this time. None of them will stay there. And if they want to say that they want to die, and we are dying with them. Period.
As simple as that. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone line. Please turn your systems down. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the line, they are no longer there. Maybe they're testing our lines to see if they're active. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Chika Eke from Kassel, Germany.
From Kassel in Germany. Please go ahead. Correct. The world is listening. Yes, go ahead.
Please, my greetings to every board members and to other friends and brothers of Biafra all over the world. I just want to put 2 points very straight. The issue of the deeds of United Kingdom for the past, during the last war. I think we as people, we are new generation. I think we have to try to put this aside in our new struggle. Because when you look at what happened in Libya, Italy used to be the best friend of Muammar Gaddafi. It was the same Italians who rallied up friends, even despite that Gaddafi's most loved daughter was in Libya, was in Italy with Benisweli, who was then the who was the current prime minister during that war, was dining with her 1 month before that movement. So I think this is time we understand that British have did what they did before, but let's look forward to work together with them. They can have our oil 5%, manage it for 50 years. Even if we don't want them to be part of the war, but let them stay aside so that most of them will not be in a situation they might be thinking we are going to be unfriendly to them. This is part of the problem of Europe. You know, if you are watching one of what is going on all over the world, you know what I'm talking about, what am I do. This is part of the problem of Europe. They don't want to support unfriendly people, even if you look at what the
now,
former...
Now, let me ask this question. People say we are unfriendly, which doesn't stack up.
No.
Who are they? Let me finish. No.
I'm not referring to this struggle.
Okay.
Let me finish my statement, please. What I'm saying is that this is the fear of trans countries. Even if you look at the statement made by the former British United States Defense Minister about Iraq, about Syria, about Egypt, about Tunisia, he said, "We feel uncomfortable to help unfriendly revolutionaries." So this is something we have to understand. That statement means a lot. They want to be partners. Let's not exclude them, especially United Kingdom. The only thing I want to say is because they know what is happening in our country. Nobody is blind. Even here in Germany where we live, we've been trying to get help before, though we didn't move very well. That was why they withdraw. A lot of them here in Europe knows Biafra more than ourselves. So this is time to embrace them so that we don't make mistakes in this aspect. Another thing I want to add is zealous.
No, before you add anything else, I want to take you on what you said, because this is a misconception that people have, and we must be able to address it head on.
Okay.
Where are Europeans being killed in Nigeria today?
There is no place Europeans are being killed.
No, I'm asking you, so you don't know about the history of Nigeria and Boko Haram and being killed?
Director, let me explain myself. You asked me a question. The only people that are being killed in Nigeria is only the Biafrans. Our killing started in 1945. The first massive killing of Igbos, slaughtering of Igbos, started in Jos as a result of fear.
You are misunderstanding me. What I'm asking you, I'll ask you the same question again.
All right.
My question is, where today in Nigeria are Europeans being killed? It is in the north, if you don't know.
It's
in the north. If you
it's
go
the north,
to the,
they kidnap them. It's in the north, they kill them.
Exactly. If you go to the map today of the zoo called Nigeria, the same British government. Go to the website if you're close to the internet. Go to Home Office.
I'm close to the internet.
Go to Home Office. Go to Foreign Office. Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and you type in travel advisory to Nigeria.
Yes,
they will show you that there are places. Hang on a second, let me finish. They will show you that there are places that are either red or amber. Are any of those places the heartland of Biafra land? Are any of those places Biafra? Can any British person today come out and say there is a case in point when, despite what they have done to us, that an Igbo person, an Ibibio person, an Efik person killed a British person?
No.
Despite everything they have done to us.
No.
So these people are intelligent. They know where their bread is buttered. All we are trying to say is that we are a people who are fiercely independent. Nobody is more capitalist than we are. So we must trade with Britain. That's what we're saying. Nobody is more entrepreneurial more than we are, or more enterprising than we are. So we must trade. We understand the meaning of inward investment. We know that because we are educated people. Nobody is saying we are going to exclude anybody, but they must be held to account for their conduct towards our people in times gone by. It is history. It is only appropriate for us to go to these people and say, your conduct previously was unbecoming, and we don't expect it to continue in the future. Because if Britain decides to help Nigeria again, the same people that gave us the Bible, which is what I find astonishing. After all, we come for synod here. The Anglican people will come for synod now. At Canterbury. Yes? If they go and support the Northerners again, a lot of people will die. That's what we're saying. We are not making any bones about it. Because life itself is meaningless. It is meaningless without honor and dignity.
Correct.
Steve Biko died that Mandela may live. Some of us will die that others may live. It is irrelevant to us. What matters to us is that we have our dignity, that we have our freedom back. Thank you very much. The 2 minutes I mentioned is up. We only take calls for only 2 minutes, please. Only 2 minutes. Please keep it brief. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Odenibo. I'm speaking from New Jersey.
You're welcome to the program. You are welcome to the program. Please proceed. That is Odenibo from New Jersey. A member of our Council of Elders, we must make this very, very clear. Please, you may proceed.
Before I go on with my statement, I would like to pay my respects to the icon of freedom in Africa, Dr. Nelson Mandela. I'm sure he is already resting in peace with the Lord. Now, apart from the fraud surrounding the amalgamation of northern and southern Nigeria and the humanitarian need to protect the lives and property of more than 50 million Biafrans, there is a strong cultural need for the world to ensure the restoration and protection of Biafra. Biafra is home to the ancient civilization of Unre Kingdom, dating from 948 AD to 1911, the second longest civilization after ancient Egypt. The Greek Empire did not last 1,000 years. The all-powerful Romans did not last 1,000 years as an empire. The British domination of the world did not even last up to 500 years. While the British, the Greeks, the Romans, and to some extent the Egyptians, believed in military conquest and slavery as a means of spreading empire, we believed in the absolute sanctity of human life, freedom of the individual, spirit of enterprise, and pursuit of happiness, ikenga, and the use of religious decrees to maintain peace, law, and order, and hold its empire together. Nri rejected slave trading, which they considered an abomination, and actually provided asylum to slaves escaping from bondage, thereby incurring the displeasure of the British. It is true that Nri is no longer an empire since the year 1911, when the British, in order to take over Biafra land, forced Ezen Riobalike to renounce his hegemony over the Igbo nation. But Nri civilization spanned over 1,000 years and is well documented by historians, archaeologists, and anthropologists, including Northcote Thomas, Major Arthur Glyn Leonard, Richard N. Henderson, G.I. Jones, M.D.W. Jeffries, P.A. Talbot, G.T. Basden, Professor Thorsten Shaw, Professor Adiele Afibo, Professor Elizabeth Isiche, Professor Angulo Onwejogwu, and others. It is clear that Biafra produced the oldest civilization in the whole of West Africa. I wonder what the British were thinking when they decided to amalgamate the people of Biafra with an excellent track record of civilized life, with a group of people of an alien culture. The British deliberately wanted to enslave the civilized people of Biafra to people whose worldview was diametrically opposed to the Biafran way of life. But when Nazi Germany wanted to enslave the British between 1939 and 1945, they resisted it, as they should, with all the strength they could muster. Even British colonies, including Biafrans, were mobilized in defense of the Union Jack. According to Professor Onwejogwu, the preeminence of Nri rests on the fact that complex ideas of existence were developed fully in Nri. For instance, the Nri were good astronomers. All the stars had their names. The idea of God was also fully developed in Nri. When the first European missionaries to visit Nri, a Catholic priest, came to Obalike, then Ezenri, to preach the new religion, Obalike listened to him and told him he was interested in all that he was saying, until it came to the question of who was God. The Catholic priest had said, in typical Christian point of view, that God was spirit made manifest in the resurrection of Jesus. But Obalike laughed at him and said the priest had spoken aro. Chukwu aburo mmuo, Chukwu bu okike. Obalike told him, God is not a spirit at all. God is creation itself.
Okike.
Yes. So you see, for a man whose ritual of ascension involved a symbolic death and resurrection, which also symbolically transformed him into a living spirit, Obalike saw the inferiority of the priest's argument. After all, he was not God, in spite of his own symbolic death and resurrection. However, accompanied by British colonial authorities, Christian missionaries saw the existing ritual system of administration based on traditional religious faith as a barrier to the spread of their gospel. When the British continued to take over the administration of the Igbo in 1907, both the forces of the colonial authority and the Christian missionaries focused on destroying the traditional authority. Military attempts to capture Nri and the Ezenri ended in complete failure. The British then forced Ezenri Obalike against a long-standing tradition to leave Nri town to attend the native court at Awka, and threatened to commit genocide against the Igbos if he failed to do so. Ezenri Obalike agreed to leave Nri in order to save innocent Biafran lives. The government anthropologist Northcote Thomas confirmed that when Ezenri Obalike appeared in the court, the whole assembly rose and prepared to flee. This is because that was the first time an Ezenri was seen in person. That court appearance was an assault on the sacred institution of Ezenri, an institution that stood for truth, justice, freedom, and equity. Ezenri Obalike was then forced to abrogate all codes of taboo and abomination still binding Biafran communities to Nri. The final act of destruction, after the British introduced the warrant chief system in 1911, was to force all chiefs and community leaders to denounce the Ezenri. That was the beginning of the process of enslavement of Biafrans to the House of Fulani. It is interesting to note that while the British dismantled the center of Biafran civilization, they retained and maintained existing traditional and Muslim institutions in northern Nigeria. Biafrans were bound hand and foot and handed over to the House of Fulani in the name of amalgamation in 1914. The British taught us that what is good for the Gees is also good for the Gander. But when it came to delivering justice to the indigenous people of Biafra, they either ignored the maxim or fell far short of it. How would the British feel if an alien people invaded them and vandalized their king or queen the way they vandalized Ezenri in 1911? We therefore appeal to the international community and the United Nations organization and its relevant agencies, such as the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, to come to the aid of the indigenous people of Biafra in order to protect their endangered center of civilization, the ancient Nri Kingdom, as a world heritage. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I was in rapturous attention listening to you. Thank you very much for that very wonderful, I will call it rendition of an abbreviation or the abbreviated version of our history. We are very grateful to you. Thank you very much. You've made, most of us, you've made our day, our evening, our morning as well, depending on where we are in the world. Thank you very much. And the work that you're doing for our people, we cannot repay you, but as I keep saying here all the time, due to our obligation to the dead, outweighing that which we owe to the living, we must continue what we do. We are indebted to you, and we consider it a privilege and an honor that we have somebody like you, that we have somebody like Dr. Justin Akujeze, who from time to time come to draw us back to our very rich heritage that is the envy of human civilization. But the same way that Yoruba media will not allow us to come out is the same way that the world has conspired to keep us down. But we have risen because the appointed time is here and now, and we are very grateful to you. And we're going to accomplish Biafra. Biafra is going to come in truth and honesty. Barrister Mamesu was with us before, and I believe that he's also with us now. Barrister, can you hear me? Because this program must end in the next few minutes. We are running for 2 hours today. There are very other critical meetings that I have to chair. Please, you may proceed.
Thank you, Director, you know, Professor Odenigbo. Don't his voice alone will make you stop, listen, and be quiet. His voice commands attention and authority.
Even my wife is saying they will leave me for him.
Director, this man is a courage.
He is.
He is our mentor, somebody who is egging and urging us not to stop, not to give up. He just reinforced what I said earlier, that the British people rallied our own people to come and fight to defend their own jack, to defend their own authority, but our own. They invaded it, took it away, forced a foreign behavior onto us, Director. You see, we are singing the same song. What I say is what you say. What Uche Mefo say, what Karamani say, what Enyaku says, what all of us are saying. And it's being reinforced by Professor Odenigbo. This is the second time when he speaks, his voice echoes peace, wisdom, knowledge, and powerful effect on us. I wish we have three of him in New Jersey. Director, I will retire because his voice alone will tell you Biafra is very close.
Of course, yes.
Previously, we didn't have men like this, Director. So, we are complete and our journey is short. I take this opportunity to thank him once again, for Professor Odenigbo is our own man and he's going with us to Biafra land, to speak in our native land as indigenous people of Biafra. Wherever you are, may God continue to bless you, sir. May you get what you desire, what you request from God. He will bless it for you abundantly. I take this opportunity, because since the director said we are closing up, to thank everybody, those who participated, those who even couldn't get in. We thank all of you. For tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is in Edmonton, where we are broadcasting. Director, thank you once again for your own time and for your own tenacious efforts in making sure that Biafra is represented on a daily basis. I'm encouraged by all of you, by those who support us, those who have contributed for our transmitter to be standing. I was there when the key was handed over to Director. It's in our possession, waiting for shipment. We thank you to make your contributions so that we can talk back home. Our freedom is at hand. God knows and God is our witness. God bless all of you. Good night.
Thank you very much, Barrister Mamesu. Thank you very much, the barrister I've just spoken, following our dear brother and uncle this very evening, Professor Odenigbo, we'll call him. He's a man of immense knowledge and depth. As I said, the same way I feel captivated by the lectures coming from Dr. Justin Akujieze is the same way I feel when Odenigbo is speaking. That goes to show that we have been very civilized people. All the lies told against us, the killing of twins, and all many other things is amazing. And how we grew up with it. Somebody says that the worst thing you can do is to give your children to your enemies to train them for you. We went to school and they tell us that you are this, you are that, and you grew up with it. They say when you see a graven image, you should kneel and bow before it and kiss it. We do. Anything we've been asked to do, we do. They don't know that Eze Nri is a very intelligent man, that God is not his spirit. We told them first, but they didn't put that in their writings. God is not a spirit. because God is creation. That is why we call him Chukwu Okike. Somebody can answer Chukwu, but nobody can answer Chineke. Chineke, the God that creates, Chukwu Okike. I said to people, believe you me, if you know what it means to be a Biafran, you will pay. You will pay to become one. We have thrown away that privilege, and that is why we have suffered immensely for it. We have paid dearly for it. We have died. We have suffered. We've had people come to this world, born into slavery, died in slavery, which is the worst thing that can happen to anybody. Mandela is today being buried or about to be buried as a free man. He fought for freedom, which is something they were fighting for. And we're going to get it. This program is coming to an end. We must remind everybody, wherever you are, please, that there is a meeting, not a meeting, there is a gathering tomorrow. There is a family gathering tomorrow. Because it's no longer a meeting. If your meeting is a group, Biafrans are meeting tomorrow in North London, in Edmonton to be precise. We are going to be hosted by Barrister Mamizu. We are going there, and Radio Biafra will be there live and direct to the whole world. Anything you have to say, anything you have in mind, any questions you want to ask, you are free to come live on air and ask it, and it will be answered. We don't deviate, we don't divert issues, we go there and we deal with it direct as it is. We are meeting at a place called the Orion, O-R-I-O-N, Orion or Orion, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Orion Pax Institute. Pax is P-A-X, P for Peter, A for Alpha, X for Xerox. Orion Pax Institute, number 41 to number 51, Market Square. 41 to 51 Market Square in Edmonton Green, London N90TZ. I repeat, 0T for Tango, Z. I repeat the venue again. It's Orion Pax Institute, number 41 to number 51 Market Square in Edmonton Green, London N90TZ. You can get a train to Edmonton Green Station. It is only 5 minutes walk from the station to the place. Or you can get buses. It should be bus 149, 259, 279, or any other buses going to Edmonton Green. By a car, you can come just via the North Circular. Once you come via the North Circular, you start heading towards Edmonton Green, and then that's it, essentially. It is not difficult. If you're lost, you can call our coordinator. You can call our PRO. If at any point in time you are lost, the number to call will be 074-606-76607. I repeat, that is the number for our coordinator in the UK. It's 074-606-76607. We know all the people are meeting tomorrow in Broadwater Farm, so they can come to Radio Biafra before going to Olu meeting. When you're coming, also ask your friends to come with you, because it's like a service. They will receive blessing as well as they come. The blessing being even a rare opportunity to hear Odenigbo speak or to hear Akujeze speak as well. That this is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today on a day that we announced to the world, or we are re-announcing to the world, the demise or the death of Nelson Mandela, a man that fought for his country and got freedom for his people. I'm going to get used to his new name of, I think it's Madiba, wherever it is. Not Nelson. Nelson was a nickname, but these guys are very smart, and they gave it to him and they stuck. The same way they gave us some very lousy names. And I keep wondering, they did not conquer Japan, but Japan is yet more advanced than all the areas that these people conquered. What does that tell us? It must tell us something, isn't it? So for those who are saying that the conquest they brought something good about them, after all, you're going to school, but look at Japan. Are you better than them? The answer is no. So we must continue to think and to reason. That is why you have Radio Biafra. That is why we are on air every evening, and that is why we must continue to count on your support. If you want to support Radio Biafra, you go online. The donate button is there. Or you look for your coordinator where they are. We acknowledge everybody who has supported, who has written in, who has sent us a check, or one or two of you. People who have gone to PayPal and has contributed. Your name is there. When Biafra comes, we will tell the world these are the people that made Biafra possible, because they supported Radio Biafra and their own country, the indigenous people of Biafra. We are at the United Nations, the only Biafran registered organization at the UN. Indigenous people of Biafra. We are answering our name at the UN. That is who we are. Mandela is the surname, as I'm being told. Of course, it's the surname. It's the first name. This is Madiba. I think that is the first name. I want to pronounce it correctly. I hate getting pronunciations wrong. I want to pronounce people's name correctly each time I pronounce them. That is why when they call me Kano, I want to strangle the person. My name is Kano, K-A-N-U, Kano, not Kano. Although they may mean the same thing, but you must pronounce my name correctly. This is Radio Biafra, and we thank all of you for having listened to us today. Wherever you are, please, you must also inform your friends. We are very sorry. Normally, we will be here for about, say, minimum 3 hours. But today, something came up, and we must stick to our usual time of 2 hours, which we were doing previously. And tomorrow, at Edmonton, we shall continue to field your questions live and direct. This is Radio Biafra once again. And we thank you very much, wherever you may have listened to us from. Please, please, please find out your nearest family meeting in your country and begin to attend. Become part of us to make Biafra a reality. We round off this evening, as always, by saying that Biafra is a religion, which it is, now, tomorrow, and ever. That Radio Biafra is where we worship, and that Chukwu Abiama is our God. He is going to bless, keep, and sustain each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Oh,